447 here on the afternoon news service. We are Vermont's news station. I want to talk to you about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont's most complete locally owned home center. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. And I encourage you to go to their website because there's a lot of stuff that you can get off that website. All their locations, St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and at Swanton Lumber. You can check out the e-showroom. You can look at all their various departments like kitchen and bath, flooring, building materials, paints and stains, windows and doors, electrical and plumbing, power tools, assorted other products. They've got the virtual assistant there on their website that can answer questions for you and kind of help streamline your process for you. So sticksandstuff.com is a treasure trove of information, and so is our guy Kyle. Kyle from Sticks and Stuff is joining us now. Kyle, I hope you are well on this Monday.
I am. Yep. Sun's still shining, flag's still flying, so that's all bonus stuff for a Monday.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, the weather is getting colder, and I know there's some stuff that you want to make us aware of heading into this weekend.
Yeah, so I believe, unfortunately, this weekend it's going to be officially time to drive to work in the dark and drive home in the dark, which leads me to reminding people that you're going to want to double-check your CO alarms and also your smoke detectors. Make sure that they have up-to-date batteries. You'll definitely want to do something that is a good brand, Energizer, Duracell, a real good name brand. Sometimes the cheaper batteries just don't last as long, and it's definitely something that you don't want to skimp on when it comes to you and your family safety. Definitely put something decent in there. They do have smoke detectors now that have a 10-year sealed lithium battery. Those are available at all of our Sticks and Stuff locations. If you don't want the hassle of balancing on the chair twice a year to make sure your batteries are still working. And also just a word of the wise, even if you have hardwired smoke alarms, a lot of times they do have a battery in there for backup in case we lose flat power. So
certainly good to know there. You're right. A word to the wise. Any other words to the wise for us? Things that we need to be aware of or things we need to be doing here?
It's never a bad idea to stock up on batteries, especially coming to this time of year as well. I don't see any battery shortages coming down the pipe. The supply has been fine for those, but it is one of those top 10 items that everybody runs out of anytime that there's like a power emergency or a snowstorm or an ice storm. Batteries are definitely one of those things that disappear fast. So get them for your lanterns, get them for your flashlights, get them for your headlamps, smoke alarms, smoke detectors, all of that stuff. Keep a nice extra store at home just in case you need them. It's pretty well spent money to have those at home.
Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, they're online again at sticksandstuff.com. They're on Facebook, also really upping their social media presence. You can just search for Sticks and Stuff VT. That's Sticks and Stuff VT. And Kyle, we appreciate you. And again, love the website and all the additions you guys are making to it. The virtual assistant is awesome. So it's never been easier to shop with Sticks and Stuff. And you guys have been doing this for more than 100 years, and you've been doing it well, and you continue to add on. So we appreciate it. We will talk to you again next week.
All right. I'll see you next week. Be safe, guys.
All right.